How's it going, gentlemen? This is Scott McKay from X and Y Communications. With me on the phone today is my good friend from out in California, Carlos Zuma. Carlos, man, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, well, you and I go way back, and we've done a lot of these calls together, and guys have come to expect good content from us, so today should be no exception. What you've been doing lately is a little bit different than just simply teaching guys how to be alpha men. You're talking about alpha sexual power. You've got a brand new program coming out. Actually, guys are getting a load of this audio before it's even launched, before the rest of the world knows about it, which is pretty cool. And what we're going to talk about today is something that is kind of central to your program, the whole idea of moving along the sexual process without having to really resort to anything that could be considered cheesy, pushy, the kind of things PUA guys would call escalating sexuality. Mm-hmm. You know, the way I see it, Carlos, man, the whole boy-girl, let's get together thing should be a pretty natural process, and it's just really up to us as guys to lead, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, people have been procreating, fornicating, all that stuff.
All those cating things. We've been cating to each other for millennia, right?
We've been doing it forever. And I think what we are living in now is an age, well, we have two combining factors, not to get all political and complicated. One is that, you know, guys have been pulled away from their core essence as masculine men in a lot of ways from a variety of influences, needless to say, but I know a lot of guys want to get back to that. And the other side being that now we are living in an age where you can get information on things so that you don't have to rely on, you know, what comes naturally. It's the whole self-improvement thing, the top of the Maslow's hierarchy. Now guys can actually aspire to a higher level of sexual success through knowledge, right? We're living in that knowledge era of being able to find out information and make better choices and just do things better all around. And I think that's what, you know, a lot of guys get out of the things that we teach. But yeah, you're right. The nature of how the sexual escalation thing is, it's a natural process. But it, as with anything that's natural, you can always accelerate your movement along the learning curve there and get a whole bunch more understanding and a lot more success in a faster period of time. It's all about, you know, saving time.
Well, you know, another thing nowadays in this culture, we have this fear of offending women with our sexuality. I think that's well documented. We go on dates and we act neuter. We try to be Mr. Nice Guy because we think the woman wants us just to be a quote unquote gentleman. Meanwhile, the woman can be sending us pretty flirty signals and we just don't kiss her. We don't validate those signals. And I'm going to go ahead and use those terms. We don't validate those signals by going ahead and kissing her or going ahead and touching her. Some guys would pretty much advocate that you got to escalate Kino and feel a woman up and get her comfortable with touch. I'm not sure you have to try so hard or push so hard. I think if you're this alpha masculine man that you always talk about so eloquently, Carlos, then probably the first step is to start reading a woman's signs that she's attracted and realize these women are horny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely just leveraging what's already in place. I think the big paradigm shift, to use our wonderful early 2000 corporate lingo, the paradigm shift that happens when you understand
– good old Stephen Covey.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys go through the same progression of learning in this area, right? They realize that maybe they're not as savvy sexually as they wanted to be or they wish they could be. So they get a little bit of information and they becomes a little bit artificial at first, but they learn more about how to do things. And then after you get past a certain level of technique-iness, you drop all that and things become natural. And then you look back on it and you're like, oh, wait a minute. What's so different now is that just it happens. You know, she expresses more direct sexual interest. I pick up on the signals. I know what to do when. And you're right. It doesn't become a push or even a pull. I liken it to that godforsaken sport in Canada called curling, where they brush away furiously at the ice. You know, they push that big weight. For those of you that don't know how the sport is played, they push this big weight across the ice. And these guys are out there with brooms. And they try and create this quick little divot in the ice to steer that weight in a certain direction. I mean, that's a lot of work to make a little bit of change in that little weight's direction. And we do that as men when we're trying to learn this, and it feels artificial and it feels like a lot of work, but you get past it after a while. And that's the cool thing, like you're saying.
Then you can graduate to, say, bowling.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you just throw the thing at warp speed down the middle of the lane and it strikes. You don't have to
brush
your broom and stuff. Exactly. Well, you know, if that analogy was lost on some guys, let me put it bluntly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Guys get out on dates and the woman is wanting to be kissed. You know, some of these older women, especially who kind of have the whole Madonna whore complex thing in the rearview mirror. You know, if they're a single mom or whatever, they've been dealing with children. They've been dealing with bosses all day. They, you know, have at best become best friends with a vibrator, they get a real man in front of them. In other words, a guy who doesn't disappoint them by either being neuter or being pushy, a guy who just shows up in his mail and is cool about it. Mm-hmm. And she is more than happy to help him rip her clothes off. Mm-hmm. Yet I talk to all of these guys time after time, Carlos, and they say, you know, I think she was into me, but man, I just, something stopped me. I just didn't go for it. And I talk to guys and they say, well, you know, it's because my unit isn't big enough and I'm kind of ashamed of it, or I just don't look good naked, or I'm afraid I'm going to mess up. I'm afraid I'm going to either fail to perform by getting a hard-on, or the opposite. I'm just going to, you know, blow my load and embarrass myself. Guys start overanalyzing. They start talking themselves out of this experience that they thought that they wanted so badly. Man, guys just want to have sex with women. And then when they have the opportunity, it's like there's a little voice in there that tells us to hold back, or something innate that stops us. How does a guy, first of all, get a hold of what that is and get around it and start just letting this thing move forward? I think we got to let it move forward first, don't you?
Yeah, there's what you were describing is exactly what I talk about in this program. And it's the syndrome I think every guy has experienced. And I call it the flinch. And it's when you know you should have done something, but you didn't. It's really what it boils down to. You know you should have gone for the kiss, but you didn't. Something stopped you. You flinched at the wrong moment, that moment of decision, that critical moment. Something happened, and you didn't. It could be the approach. It could be just walking up and talking to a woman. It could be going for the kiss. It could be the, you know, pushing things a little further sexually or going wherever it is you need to go there. That flinch is a critical indicator in your overall feeling of sexual confidence, which is something very big that I address in the program. And that comes down to, and it's a very simple question when you ask it, is, look, if you knew that you could give a woman a knee-shaking, mind-blowing orgasm, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that any woman you slept with would be totally blown away by you in bed, right? Blown away. You could do things to her that make a porn star blush, and she would just love it, and you could deliver. Do you think you'd have a problem being more sexual with women? Of course not. And every guy out there would be nodding his head and going, of course not. Well, when you have that, it's kind of reverse engineering the whole problem with most guys' game. A lot of the reason guys don't approach is because somewhere down the road, they're feeling a distinct lack of confidence. It's not just in that moment of going up and talking to a woman. It's he's not feeling his value. And once that's taken care of, that sexual confidence element, that critical, very important factor in his sexual ability as a man, his power, sexual power, basically, his sexual power and dominance. When he takes care of that, everything else really does fall in line. It's like, you know, it just falls in the groove. And that's, by and large, going to solve most of guys' problems, and they don't realize that it's even a problem out there. We're being pointed to the problem of not knowing what to say when you walk up to a woman. Come on. We all know it's not really that. We're relying on the line, of course, give us that false sense of confidence in the moment. It comes back to that sexual confidence.
Well, you're saying some great things. I want to touch on something else. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys are being taught by the pickup artist crowd. And, you know, you and I both kind of straddle that line sometimes. You know, we're teaching guys how to be alpha with women. In your case, in my case, I'm teaching guys how to be what I call a big four man. But we're still teaching guys how to be sexually aware, and definitely that they need to go and meet women. But when you start talking about pickup artistry in capital letters, like the seduction community, mm-hmm. a lot of times guys are being taught to focus on quote unquote getting the lay. Mm-hmm. And that may work on women who have low self-esteem, but if you want a high quality woman who won't say ruin your life,
right,
know, cheat on you with the next guy who's just as persuasive as you are, then it's going to take a little bit more than that. And most women are wise to guys who are just trying to quote unquote reel in the biscuit and get them in bed.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, you and I both know a guy now who's got a video, and the first line in his video trying to sell his product is, if you could trick any woman into bed, wouldn't that make you feel great? And my answer is a resounding no, because it would make me feel like my manhood wasn't enough and I had to
right.
trick a woman. Why would a guy have to trick a woman and feel good about it? What is it that we need to do instead of focusing on getting the lay and treating women as a sex object per se that we already know is the problem that stands between women wanting to be sexual with us and wanting to back off? How do we move from that mindset to say, hey, look, I'm going to appreciate this woman for her femininity and trust that that's going to turn her on sexually so much that she's literally going to come to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything I think comes down to a dynamic when it comes to human interactions and how we, you know, deal with each other, whether it's sexually, whether it's conversationally, whatever it is. if you're just one person, there's no dynamic there. It's just one person thinking to himself. But when you add in another person, no matter how it is, and it's especially true for when you're talking to a woman, it becomes a dynamic and everything just kind of changes. The rules are liquid. Everything's fluid and dynamic and changing on its own. So when we're talking about what you're asking about as far as getting away from that mindset of kind of, it goes back to the objectification, I guess, in a lot of ways of women. But I think it's something we can't help as men. There's a certain part of us that automatically does it because it's instinctual, it's evolutionary and whatnot, but we do have a brain in our heads and we're fully capable of understanding the difference there. There's three parts of sexual power and dominance that I talk about that I want guys to understand. I'm going to tell you guys right now about them. There's the sexual confidence, which is kind of what we've been alluding to. There's the sexual attraction that's created from that confidence. And then there's the experience you get as a result of having all that in place. And they feed each other because now when I have the sexual experience, well, now I've got more confidence. And that makes me more sexually attractive. Women respond to that, meaning I get more sex, which means I get more sexual experience. And you can kind of see how this dynamo starts turning. Well, if you've been unplugged from that for a while, if you're a guy that hasn't been getting the sexual experience part of it, if you unplug that part, you lose that energy in the whole cycle and you fall into a, geez, I just want to get laid kind of mindset. And the dilemma that I think that every guy struggles with when he can't get the kind of success he wants with women. So if you can get that back on track, it's a lot less difficult than a lot of guys might imagine. It's, again, coming back to starting up that dynamic again. That's why I called my first site Dating Dynamics, is because I knew, I mean, a lot of guys don't even know that. They're like, what? Dating Dynamics? I didn't know you had that site. That was the original thinking, was that everything becomes a dynamic and you can't just throw an opener into it and expect that to solve everything, because it's a dynamic. Now she's going to react to that. How do you react to what she reacts to? And now you see how it gets more complicated. If you come from an element of what I've always been teaching, which is that alpha masculinity, the alpha manhood, if you will, you know, you don't get thrown by that. You know how to deal with the dynamic fluidly in place. And that's like kind of like being a Navy SEAL. You know how to deal with any situation as it happens on the ground, real time. And it's not going to throw you that you needed to have something memorized or had out of a script book or something like that. And again, I'm not trying to – I don't like to knock the whole pickup artist idea, because there's a lot of tools and elements in there that are very useful. But once you have that confidence and that grounding, you don't need the other stuff. And it becomes very easy to get yourself on track again.
Yeah, I think a lot of times if we as men would just stop and remember what made us horny for the woman in front of us to begin with. Mm-hmm. And put the shoe on the other foot, a light bulb would go off. It's like, you know, we can go around saying as much as we want, we like chicks with big boobies and a bubble butt. But then when that shows up, well, who doesn't? But when the chick shows up and she's got those two things working for her, but she's just frumpy and butchy,
yeah,
we're not turned on. Meanwhile, uh-huh, this chick can show up and she can have that kind of more slinky little feline body with the, you know, former gymnast boobies. They're kind of maybe A or B cups, but tight and perky. And you can be all over her, too, mm-hmm, because yep, of the sundress and the painted fingernails and how she moves her fingers and her mellifluous female voice and just how her hair shines, because she used that special shampoo that makes your hair shine, and the long eyelashes. And she likes to giggle and be bubbly. I don't know how many guys – I wish I had a dollar for every guy who's ever described his dream woman as giggly and bubbly. Men love these women who bring joy and comfort and – happiness and fun. And that's what women do. That's what turns us on. So wait a minute, it wasn't really the big boobies and the bubble butt. It has to be this feminine package, perhaps supported by the body parts. Well, guys, we have to understand that it's our nature. It's what makes us male in the eyes of a woman that makes them horny. They can't really control it. You don't have to make them horny. You show up and be this man, and they're going to get sexually hot and bothered just like you are when a woman shows up. But you neuter yourself and you reverse that course. So I think what you're saying is absolutely, absolutely brilliant. Yeah, man, that's all there is to it, guys. Just relax. These women, you know, like my English teacher said in seventh grade in my yearbook, relax and have fun. The girls love you. Mm-hmm. That's what most of us need to do. And boy, was I wadded up when I was in seventh grade, and that was really good advice. The name of the program is called Alpha Sexual Power. Right?
Correctamundo.
And it is coming out after you guys hear this. And I've got a special URL that's going to allow you to get your hands on it now. I mean, you got to love being first to get this stuff. The price is right. I've got a special program in there that you guys will enjoy that I did with Emily. It's always good to be a guest in your programs, Carlos. And I've got a special URL for you. That's www.deservewhatyouwant.com/ASP for Alpha Sexual Power. So don't be trying to put an F in there or anything. It's ASP, Alpha Sexual Power. And you'll be first in line for Carlos's new program. That can't be a bad thing. Carlos, as always, man, it's good to have you as a friend and good to have you to talk to about stuff like this. And I'm sure the guys appreciate you as much as I do.
Definitely, man. It's great talking to you guys.
Yeah. And until I talk to you guys again soon, this is Scott McKay from XMY Communications. Be good out there.